This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, peripheral artery disease, or PAD. Millions have it in this country, but far fewer are aware of it, and that can lead to serious complications. I talked about this with Dr. James Park. He's medical director of Texas Health Heart and Vascular Program.
Peripheral artery disease is very similar to coronary artery disease, where you have what we call atherosclerosis, which kind of means that you get some plaque buildup within your arteries. And the blockages can occur in every artery of your body, in your legs, in your arms. You could have it in your carotid arteries going up to the brain, even in the gut, where you have arteries that feed the gut.
Plaque buildup can be very serious, dangerous even. So how serious is PAD?
Depending on where it is, it can cause strokes. It can cause amputation if untreated in the lower extremities. Some people can get what's called mesenteric ischemia, which means the blood flow to the gut is limited. So they'll have weight loss, intractable pain whenever they eat. And there's a lot of data that says if you have peripheral artery disease, those patients are more likely to have a lower life expectancy rates than somebody that doesn't.
Maybe about 8 million people in the U.S. have this, but maybe 25% are aware of it? How is that possible?
One is just a lack of awareness because it's not often talked about. I also find, Sam, that even primary care physicians, other physicians of other specialty, don't really recognize it very well. Part of the problem is they can mimic other things. So if somebody says, hey, Dr. Park, I have a hip pain, well, they might attribute that in an older patient for joint discomfort. You know, maybe it's the hip socket, or maybe it's some sort of musculoskeletal pain. But hip pain or buttock pain can definitely come from peripheral artery disease, where the main artery going to that region is limited. Mm-hmm. So as you walk, it's going to start hurting. And then some patients kind of just start to slow down. They just stop walking as much. And they might not actually say the symptoms that you're looking for, which is burning and heaviness, particularly in the lower calves, if you have peripheral artery disease in the lower extremities, and then inability to walk long distances without having to stop.
So how do you determine that it's PAD?
So there are a lot of non-invasive testing you can do. And one of them is a simple thing called ankle brachial index, where you can literally take a blood pressure on your arms and compare it to the legs. In addition to that, kind of like you do an ultrasound of your heart, they can do an ultrasound of your arteries to look at if there's plaque buildup you can visibly see. And you can also look at the speed of the blood going through a plaque, which demonstrate that it's a tight blockage if the speed is high.
How is PAD normally treated?
The first, modify the risk factor. So if somebody's a smoker, which is a big, big risk factor for PAD, you know, obviously they improve if they stop smoking. The second is exercise therapy. The more the exercise, the more the body recruits arteries to get bigger so that their symptoms improve. But to get rid of the problem altogether, two types of treatment. One is what we call endovascular. You go through the skin, and kind of like we do coronary angioplasty or stent in the heart, you can kind of do similar interventions of the lower extremity. If that is not an option, then sometimes you have to do bypasses in the legs with a prosthetic tube or your own vein to go around the blockage.
Texas Health has a vascular rehab program to deal with PAD.
Mm-hmm.
So does the approach in that program differ from the treatments you just mentioned?
I think that it's a more formalized way of doing it, and we're the only system that has a systematic way of approaching vascular issues, vascular problems, vascular disease, and vascular therapies. And a big component is exercise therapy. We are equipping all our rehab centers that patients go for cardiac rehab, pulmonary rehab, to be aware of the fact that now we can do vascular rehab in terms of exercise therapies. The beauty of the vascular rehab is that you do not need to undergo an actual procedure or surgery before you qualify, which is not the case on certain heart-related cardiac rehab.
So we've talked about treatment. How would a person prevent PAD?
You can limit it. You need to know the risk factors. We can't do anything about aging, but if you're a diabetic, control your diabetes better. And if you're a smoker, to quit smoking altogether.
Dr. Park, thank you for being with me.
Pleasure. All right.